Good morning, friends. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of December in the year of our Lord, 2025. My name is Anna Grace Legband, and this is your wake up call. Wake up, sleeper. Wake up, sleeper. Say it with me. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. Feeling a little distracted, I'm going to say that one again. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. We're praying all of this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today is going to come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Hear now the word of the Lord. It'll be the best thing you'll hear all day. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Now Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was unable to conceive is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Now, consider this. I absolutely love the authenticity of Mary's question in response to an angelic visitation about conceiving and giving birth to the Son of God, whose kingdom will never end. She is very practical, and she jumps straight into the logistics. She says, "I am a virgin, so how is that all going to work out?" Now, upon closer examination, the nature of her question assumes that what the angel has said will actually happen. In other words, Mary's question isn't a question of if, but of how. See, faith in God's promises and believing that what God says is true and will come to pass does not mean that there's an absence of questions. My own journey with God and in the stories that we find in the scriptures reveal that God actually welcomes these types of questions. See, the promises of God make room for us, for our humanity, and for the questions that we carry. Now, in a season that often feels shiny and polished and glazed over with inauthenticity, Advent keeps it very real, and it invites us to do the same. Now, I'm curious if Mary was really asking a variation of this question. What part do I actually need to play in this? Or what do I need to do to make this happen? Now, the angel responds by explaining how in a way that is still very mysterious, but contains a core message. His response, the Holy Spirit. In other words, God himself will do this. Now, the reason is not because you'll do your part perfectly or because of anything that you'll actually do at all, but because in verse 37, it says this, no word from God will ever fail. In other words, you get to play a part in the story, but this is a work that only God can do. Now, the nature of the incarnation, of the arrival of Jesus in human flesh and blood, reveals so much about God's methods and how God works. See, this whole idea began with God, was conceived by God, and Mary gets to partner with God to carry it out. See, God's plan, even sending the Messiah to the world, will always involve his people. His plans are conceived in us, they are birthed through us, and we are carriers and co-partners with him. Mary, pregnant with the promise of God, is a co-laborer in bringing the Messiah into the world. Now, it's the same for us today. God invites each of us to partner with him in this moment in history in bringing about his kingdom on earth as we receive it. See, instead of becoming pregnant as a virgin and giving birth to the Messiah, it may actually look something like loving your physically next door neighbor, or giving to the point where you actually feel it sacrificially, or hosting strangers in your home, or honoring colleagues at work, particularly colleagues who might be difficult to honor, and a million other small but significant expressions that the kingdom of God has arrived and is at hand. Now, we may not have the same calling as Mary, and my guess is most of us do not have that calling, but we can embody her posture in her response. She says, I am the Lord's servant, and may your word to me be fulfilled. Now, there's still room for questions. There's still room for fear. But Mary encourages us to say yes. Now, the incarnation reveals so much about the nature of God. I just want us to pause and think about how absolutely, gloriously wild, mysterious, and awe-inspiring the whole thing is. God could have come in any way that he wanted to, but yet he first showed up in the womb of a woman. Now, I recently had a friend share with me that she was pregnant, and she was pretty early on, and in our joy, she just was sharing with us that her baby was the size of a poppy seed. Now, at one point, this is how Jesus was. The fullness of God, as it's put in Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, dwelling in the size of a poppy seed, the glory of God in such a tiny form. And he chose to come as the child of a poor young woman, completely dependent on her for nourishment. She carried him in her womb for 9 months. She gave birth to him and continued to care for him. She nursed him and probably taught him how to speak, witnessed his first steps. As I think about this part of Jesus's life, I just wonder, what does this reveal about the nature and the character of God, who God is? Now, an often overlooked but really significant part of the story is that the angel shares the news of Elizabeth's miraculous pregnancy with Mary. Now, this not only strengthens Mary's faith, showing that no word from God will ever fail, but also begins to create the first kindlings of a community of shared hope. Mary learns that she will not be waiting alone, but she will wait in and with a community for the promise to be fulfilled. See, both women together are pregnant with the promises of God. And these promises are not just for the two of them to have babies and become moms, but they're for the whole world. God's vision for carrying hope into the world is not a solo act, but a communal one. God's grandest promises are never fulfilled in isolation, but within the context of a community. Like Mary and Elizabeth, we too are invited to partner with God, not in solitary effort, but alongside one another. His plans are always bigger than us, but he always invites us to be a part of them. Now, when the invitation comes, may we be like Mary and respond in faith, saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Here are some response prompts for your consideration. 1, what does it look like to participate in the kingdom of God in your life right now? Today. Are there aspects of this that feel unfamiliar, uncomfortable, or challenging to you? 2, who do you carry hope with? And how can you encourage them today? Let's pray together. God, we thank you. There's so much in this story that reveals more of who you are and how you relate to us and the ways in which you invite us to play a part in the story of redemption that is unfolding across the whole world and spans all of time. Lord, I just ask that each person meeting with you now in this moment would have a sense or maybe a clarity of the role and part in which they're invited to play, not over the next 10 years, but just even this week or today or in the next 10 minutes. Where are you inviting us to play a part? Holy Spirit, what are you doing? What are you conceiving? What are you longing to give birth to? And would you help us to receive that? I also just have a sense that as I was reading the part in the story about Mary and Elizabeth being a community of hope together, that there might be some of you who are listening who think, well, that's beautiful, but I don't really have a friend like that. I don't have a relationship like that. And if that's you, I just want to pray and ask, Lord, this community of hope that you created between Mary and Elizabeth was something that you created. And so, God, if there are people who are listening today who are longing for this type of companionship and friendship, and just someone to journey along with in the longing and the joy and the hope of your promises, God, I just ask that you would bring friendships and relationships into their life. Lord, that you would create and build a community of hope around them. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now I'm going to invite my friend Josh to lead us in a time of worship to close out our time together. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning.
Hey, good morning. We're going to sing today number 134 out of my great Redeemer's praise. There's just something about that name. We're going to just sing it a few times together. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Let's sing it again. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, my Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Let's sing it one more time. Jesus. And Jesus, Jesus, my Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. And Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. A kings and kingdoms will all pass away, there's just something about that name. Kings and kingdoms, and kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. And we bless you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. Pray you give us peace in your name, like the verse says it. You would guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We will see you tomorrow morning.